On the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, with me is Alan Dean, who just gave a presentation here to the group on cover crops. And Alan, first of all, what I'd like you to do is start at the beginning when you showed the difference in the water runoff between a field that had a cover crop on it and one that did not. Just tell me that story.
Okay. For several years now, we've been kind of watching our watersheds when we get these large rainfall events, and it's been interesting to see where we have some type of cover crop, which is usually an annual rye, a cereal rye, or radishes, or with some clovers. The water coming off those watersheds is virtually clean. I mean, you would actually drink the water, so clean. But we can look at neighboring fields where there is no cover crop, and there is usually a lot of sediment in those samples, and there's a lot of nutrients that are leaving those fields.
So you have visual proof that cover crops work.
Yes, we do. Yep. We have a lot of experience with them now.
Well, tell me about the different types of cover crops you use.
We started out using basically annual rye. We've been doing that for 8 or 9 years now. And an annual rye works really good as a cover crop up to about the middle of September. And then at that time, we need to switch and go to something else, which is usually cereal rye. Cereal rye, we can plant that, and we can plant that clear up into November. It'll actually germinate down to, I think, 37 degrees and continue to grow at 37 degrees.
Well, radishes, that was something new to me. How do radishes work well as a cover crop?
Radishes, we've been using those for 4 or 5 years now. They're called a daikon radish, and we usually plant those about 10 pounds of the acre where we're going to field straight radishes. The advantage of the radishes is they'll actually open up the soil. They'll drill down deep into the soil. They have a long tap root. They have a lot of lateral roots and offers a lot of aeration to the soil. Come winter, especially when we get into about 10-degree weather, the radish plant will actually die and start decomposing. And come spring, there's nothing out there on the soil. The soils are pretty much clean as far as any type of residue on the field.
Interesting. Now, you also talked about the fact that some farmers, you know, when they talk about cover crops, they don't want to spend the money. But you found that there is a return on that investment.
There's definitely a return on the investment for a couple of reasons. One, soil loss is really expensive. I mean, when we look at soil loss, you know, we don't think too much about it. But if you look at the value of soil, you look at the value of nutrients. I mean, what we're paying today for fertilizer is just unbelievable. I mean, record highs for fertilizer prices. So, you know, if we can keep all that stuff on the field, keep it out of the Maumee River, the Maumee watershed, Lake Erie, it's a good thing.
Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing your views here on the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.